Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's show. I'm a little late tonight, but I got to working on a project, several projects, and I got to start off, the first link on tonight's pod is a doozy. It's not for the weak of heart, it's brutal. It is fucking brutal. Now, I got to put it that way to get it right across to everybody that first link is brutal. Somebody was trying to avoid getting injected and they were on the fifth floor, and apparently hung out the window. And I don't know if she lost her grip. I don't know if she was trying to just, you know, out of fear, she let go. But anyway, she dropped five stories down to her death. She died. So I'm telling you this because it is brutal. My point is this on this. The government of Germany, or wherever that happened, the blood of that person is on your head. On your head. And we got some of the goofiest parliamentarians and congressmen and council out here right now furthering this agenda. And you know, I don't know how many of you caught on to this yet. I hope you're catching on. We have a new strain of Delta variant. Oh, no sooner have we gotten down the numbers with this with this last bunch of bullshit and variants and God knows what else. A new and exciting growth, manifestation, mutation, excitation now is again out there. And I don't know how many of you who listen to my show that have complied with wearing a mask and getting the shots. But I hope by now you've grown a brain or a brain cell. Let's call it a brain cell. Asking for a brain is a little bit much, and I know that. But I hope you've grown a brain cell enough to understand there's going to be no end to this. None. This is going to be continually being perpetrated, and when you get the next set of numbers down and you get the next set of shit, whatever, and you march in tune, you waddle and you squaddle, and you just follow the yellow brick road. And if you get the numbers down and you begin to pat yourself on the back, yay, we did it, we got the numbers down, we took the shots, we wear the diaper, we are social distancing, we're doing it all, yay, they're going to come up with a new and improved variant. Or they'll call it some mutations, or they'll call it something else. And this is, and if you haven't figured this out yet, this is going to be a constant perpetuation of this lie. Okay, it's nothing, and you know, I said this from the word get go, this was nothing but a lie. It's all it's been, it's all it's going to be. What is it going to take? How much more of a lie has to happen before some of you start to die? How much more of this lie does it have to happen before some of you start to mutate yourself? Well, let me point out the mutation. Some of you are seeing yourself being magnetized. Walking around, stick a metal on your head, a kitchen magnet, and it's sticking to your body. How many of you are now seeing on your cell phone a transponding message or transceiver or transmission from your body to the phone? How many of you have been testing yourselves with these meters that can read frequencies and see that you are now putting out a frequency? That's called a mutation. That's called a disorientation, okay, of your genetic code. You know, this is the obvious. This is the obvious, you know. And if you're not catching this, then you're not catching the fact that your DNA and RNA are being reconstructed and rearranged in your body. When they talk about CRISPR technology and how they can go and splice genes and splice and remove different strands of DNA, they don't necessarily remove them, but they can also disengage them. So let's say you have a strand of DNA inside of you that's designed to fight off a coronavirus, because we've all been exposed to that. Those of us that were born in the 50s and 60s, we were exposed to the coronavirus back in 1963. I've said this before. So thereby, we would already have the immunobody inside of us that would protect us from further exposure to a coronavirus. Our DNA would engage the antibodies, and away we'd go. Since it already has the antibodies made, then it would be just a matter of being, you know, accessed, triggered, and defended. But what if the injections that they're giving you now is going into your DNA to disengage the operation of that RNA, to send a message to the immune system to release the antibodies that have already been manufactured? Or worse yet, what if they went in there and it erased that information completely? Whoa-ho-ho. You walk out there thinking you're immune. You walk out there thinking, I got my shot. I got my vaccine. I'm invincible. Oh, man, I got the needle, baby. I can walk out there and nothing's going to touch me. Yeah. And it turns out what they did is they performed a nanosurgical procedure on your DNA, on your RNA, on your chromosomes, on your genetic code. They've gone in there and they've diced, spliced, and thriced your DNA. And now your DNA doesn't function like it did, because the operating system that was there has now been removed. Imagine that. Now, that's just that aspect of it, okay? Now, there's another aspect on the cellular level and on the tissue level. Things start to happen, especially when you add nanoparticles as a delivery method, engaging proteins into the body so those proteins can link to the system to again begin the alteration or the disengaging of your system's communication network. Imagine that. Imagine putting iron oxide or rust into a vaccine on a nano scale, which the body then would grab that into the cell, causing high levels of radical oxidation stress on the cells, causing them to start to break down or at the minimal weaken. Now all of a sudden you have now a magnetic protein engaging in the proteins of the cells to again stop the communication network. And what happens when you add a magnet to a iron? It attracts it, pulls it right out. Imagine that. Now combine the vaccines and the injectables with all the aluminum that you are now absorbing and other heavy metals from the sky. Not to mention the heavy metals that are in the vaccines themselves, or I should say the injectables. The operating systems would have a high level metallic material so that the metallic material could construct and be able to transfer data from one nanoparticle to another, and utilizing either your body's bioelectric or biochemical or enzymatic activity. Now, let's take that to a new level. Let's take that to a 6G assault, because 6G, as you know, has two frequencies, one to penetrate and one to accelerate. So with 6G, once it opens up your body and allows these microwaves, the infrared, allowing the microwave to penetrate the body 4 inches, it now releases the hydrogen in the cells, which is the water, and then it hyper-accelerates or superconducts, going through the body, charging everywhere it goes. Imagine that. What about microwaves? What happens when you add a microwave and you got metal with a microwave? Well, we've seen TV, we've seen YouTubes where we've had people who've taken grapes and cherries and other fruit and put them in a microwave. And what happened when the microwave hit that metal that was engaged in the DNA of the fruit? It started to spark. Imagine that. Call you Sparky. So I get people all the time writing me and they're asking me, you know, what can be done with people who have been injected? And I tell them all the time, nothing. Nothing can be done. Because once you have bypassed the system, it's a almost instant activation. It's in. Boom. Program's on. Away we go. Now, the only way you could actually stop it is if you had somebody, say, in an MRI or in a high static field, and you injected them and turned on the technology at the same time, emitting a very high super EMP pulse or high electrical surge or static charge to disengage the operating system at the moment of injection, then you'd be able to stop it. But once it's in, it's done. You can see with the things I put in here how it immediately engages the genetic code. All these people that dropped dead, they didn't drop dead from a rogue or a spike protein. What they dropped dead from was the DNA started to follow the operating system that was injected, manufacturing these proteins that were never meant to be in the body. I like the way they run around with the spike protein bullshit. Again, it diminishes any direct responsibility of the vaccine makers or the vaccine itself. When you're dealing with operating systems called RNA or DNA, the proteins, all they do at best is link the connection. That's it. The mRNA then delivers the program to the other DNA or RNA. Once that happens and it integrates, then you get a spiking, but that spiking is because of the new upload that has gone in to further corrupt the programming of the DNA of that person. And if they're using a CRISPR technology, which they are, in their operating system, that's why Moderna and Pfizer both say that these injectables can manipulate and reprogram you. See, we got to start focusing what they mean by reprogram. Injecting a new program that can override your program, that's one way of doing it, by adding XNA to any injection, you can pretty well overwrite your DNA, because XNA can copy your DNA to the T. And you can transfer through that medium alone into the helix, whatever operating system you want, and it can literally shut you down. They don't tell you this. But they are telling you, oh, you got a Delta variant. Oh, there's a Delta. There's Delta coming out. Ooh, Delta. Where did Delta come from? How did it manufacture itself? How did it manifest? It manifested when the injectables integrated their operating systems, creating a whole new dynamic as far as programming goes, interjected or integrated with your DNA, and told your DNA to start making it. Start making these proteins that can create the variant we're looking for. That's what they did. But, oh, no, 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 they don't want to tell you that. The boogeyman is coming, boy. He is a coming, and you got to start a running to get that needle, you know. Not that pine needle. You need to get the real needle, that injectable program. Get it in you. Get it in you. Way in. You know, that's what they want. That's what they want. You know. I got on here the Pfizer data sheet, which tells you that the injectables are programmable. So that if somebody needs to share this with somebody, give it to somebody. I had two young women come into my store today, and they weren't injected. And we were having a good discussion about what was going on. And they said they were like having a wait-and-see attitude to see what was going on. So when I expressed to them that what it could do to their endocrine system and how it could damage them permanently, creating a form of sterility, bleeding out, damaged ovaries, damaged uterus, you know, removal of the uterus. This was a sterilization program. One girl's eyeballs popped out. So this has been going on all over. And when I further expressed the nature of these things and how they work and what they do, they walked out with my cards and the websites to check out. These are not vaccines. They have never been vaccines. I was watching another video before I got on here, and this guy was monitoring some people with a meter, high-level EMF meter. This thing was blowing the frequency off the map on the meter. That's a mutation. Then I saw something tonight. You know, I saw a couple things tonight. And the one was the film Outer Limits. It was 100 Days of the Dragon. I got both links up on it. See the Daily Motion. You can see it up in the P-Cloud as well. I think everybody should watch this. I think everybody should pay close attention. I think, personally, at this point, after seeing that movie, read that show, every politician needs to get a DNA check to validate that they are who they are. Let me give you a little bit of background without trying to get too much into this. But you need to watch it just to see how this worked. Back then, is supposedly the Asians or the Chinese, which are depicting in here very strongly, had came up with a solution to inject a material inside your body called molecular plasticity. Molecular plasticity, keep that in mind, that's genetic material. Which would then allow for several minutes to allow the body's biology to change so that you can make any part of the face malleable enough to change the way the face looks without having any extensive surgical procedure. Imagine that. 1963. You know how advanced that is? You know how advanced that is to talk about dealing with molecular rearrangement? To change the very molecules? What are they talking about there? They're talking about nanotechnology. An advanced form of nanobiology that allows an operating system or a program to go into the body and to alter the DNA long enough so that you can now change the composition of a person's face, even changing their fingerprints. Imagine that. Imagine that. 1963. 1963. And in there, they used that technology to, they found a physical specimen, let's call it that, a person that looked exact at the same height, dimensions as the person they wanted to represent, which at that time was the President of the United States. So they injected this material into this person's face, it's not in his face, sorry, into his arm, put the mold of the President they had over his face. In a short while, his face, he was the identical twin of the president, and they took his fingerprints, so now there would be no way you couldn't identify this person. Now think about what I'm saying here. The extent of that technology that they were depicting in 1963 is so advanced and so far into the future that they were actually showing this on the television. That can be done. Maybe, I mean, shape-shifting, molecular rearranging, that all can be done now today in today's times with nanotechnology, using AI and other methods to alter or reconstruct somebody biochemically. And you have to recognize this as well. This is the best form of infiltration and conquest any country could do to another country. Is our prime minister real? Are the parliamentarians real? Are the premiers in Canada real? I'm proposing this because, you know what? What if they are Asian replicas, modified with a technology similar to what, you know, I'm talking about? How do we know? How do we know? We have Tam Tam, the scam, the reject from a genetically engineered experiment, dictating policy, health policy, to Canadians. Doesn't that sound like we're putting the fox to guard the hen house? Doesn't it sound like that to you? Mr. Harper, previous premier, prime minister, what did he do? He gave Canada to China, lock, stock, and barrel. And now we have the fox guarding the hen house, a prime minister that is so happy that he's dealing with the Chinese. This is almost as if he's so happy because he is Chinese. Who knows? Do we really know? Something I am presenting here. I think we need to reevaluate proper identification, not because you're wearing a card or a chip. DNA alone can be validated, provided you have a legitimate hospital that would take do the legitimate test and announce a legitimate response. How many of the parliamentarians are who they say they are? How do we know we don't have UN troops pretending to be part of the political stripe? You know, who know? I mean, how do we know if they're not from the Middle East, Far East? How do we know? It doesn't seem a little odd to you as a Canadian that all of a sudden, in the last year and a half, our premiers have lost their fucking mind, every one of them. They have assaulted places of worship. They have incarcerated ministers. They have charged ministers. Only countries that do shit like that are countries and provinces of China. China. Even among certain places in the world where Christianity is not necessarily a very popular system, where you have other religions and other venues, they would at least coexist for the most part. I mean, there's always radicals no matter where you go. But I find that when I'm hearing the Uyghurs in China are being violated, the Christians in China are being violated, the one common theme that I'm seeing going on in China and Canada is that the ministers are being violated, and so are the constituents of those churches or beliefs. Doesn't that kind of correlate? We have been a country for what? 200 years, 100 years, whatever. I don't even remember what date Confederation, I know when Confederation came, but figure it out. Almost 200 years Canada's been around. Now, whether or not we've been a nation as a country for 200 years is another story, but we've been around for at least 200 years. 200 years, let's figure. Same with the U.S. That 200-year time frame, we have built churches. We've had different beliefs. We've had different types of congregations. We've had Baptists. We've had Four Square. We've had Pentecostals. We've had Catholics. We've had Protestants. You know, we've had all kinds. Lutherans, Episcopalians, Anglicans, you name it. We've had it. And in all that time, I don't remember anywhere where churches were either destroyed or ministers arrested. That's happened in Europe, you know. But in current times, hell, in the 1980s, 1990s, that's all you saw was Jesus Christ on the television. All these TV evangelicals propagating Jesus Christ, which wasn't necessarily a bad thing, but they marketed Jesus Christ, which wasn't a good thing. We went all of a sudden from that high level of popularity to now seeing the complete 180 here. See, governments want to be God. Ain't gonna work very well. There are two things in battle: God and a mechanized God wannabe. And in this battle, God has already predicted that the winner will be him. When he's ready to step up to the plate to shut it all down, it's over. And that machination that is walking around, a walking, talking database or archive, can only create, not necessarily create, can only make whatever is in the database. As far as actual creation, creating nothing, something from nothing, that takes a God, a real God, a living God. But this machination can only replicate based on the information that it has, but it cannot create in that manner. It can take what's already here and manipulate it, but as far as actual creation, that's another ballgame altogether. Talk about molecular rearranging on a galactic level. Now that's something to consider. Now when we're looking at all this going on here on a local level, with all the things that nanotechnology can do, AI technology can do, quantum computing can do, you know, it's, if you weren't growing up with this, you would think this would be supernatural, what these things can do. But all they are is an operating paradigm. That's it. Nothing more. Nothing more. You can tell them to do things. You can program them to do things. But they're only as good as the program that's put inside. And they're only as good as the data that they have stored. That's it. If the data is flawed, then you got a piece of junk. That's it. That's how it rolls. So, like I said, you might want to look at this and start in your mind considering what I'm saying in regarding perhaps maybe we need to check the DNA of our political leaders. Are they really who they say they are? You know, are they? That's a question that I asked based on the behavior I've seen in the last year and a half. There's been no pandemic. There's been no emergency. There has been nothing to warrant the destruction of the economics of our country. This is a ways and means of taking people into an authoritarian state where people live in dire poverty all the time. And life and death mean very little to those in charge. Whether you live or die, if you live, you have use. If you die, you turn into fertilizer. That's where it is. That's where it is. Now, I want to point something else out. I'm going a little slightly different angle. We know why, well, we have an idea. I have an idea why people are really stupid and will comply without fighting anymore. See, in Windsor, Ontario, we took fluoride out of the water. And for a while, we didn't have it in, and then they put it back in. And I kept asking myself, and everybody kept asking the same question, why are we putting it back in? It has been proven that fluoride doesn't do anything for the teeth. And they were saying that the dentists were lobbying this, really? But then I thought, what if there's something more sinister than this? What if the reason why they put the fluoride back in the water is because they had an agenda that they were going to enact, and they needed people to be docile enough so that they wouldn't fight? Imagine that. And what if you add chlorine and aluminum and other materials in the water that will also block any kind of mental capacity to think, to hold your ground, and to stand? What if they poisoned everybody with these metals like lithium, which they dump in the sky, and it's red sky at night, that's all lithium. You know, the aluminum coming down from the sky, which would affect both men and women. The lithium would do the same. Now we're adding fluoride to the treatment that also would affect men and women. And then we're feeding them things like soy and artificial natural flavoring agents and agents that have high levels of nano mixtures inside, further causing brain damage. So that's what if they put the fluoride in, back in, to expedite the diminishment of coherency and made people more compliant. I thought about that. Well, I'll put it up there and let everybody read the information and see what is transpiring. Because like I said, nothing is what it appears and everything seems to have some kind of inversion. Everything they tell us is not true. In fact, everything they tell us is usually the complete reversal would be more accurate to comply with than to follow this current system. Think about that. You know, because like I said, we're no longer in a place where there's any kind of ethical value whatsoever in regard to doing the right thing. You know, when we're looking at the what's going on, who's leading the charge. I mean, doesn't it sound a little odd that our political parties are trying to kill us in Canada? You know what I mean? Think about that. You know. Think about how, you know, we are 200 years old. Think about how we are where we are today and what's going on today and at the level where it's at today. Think about that. You know, just think about it. Nothing appears to be what it is. Nothing. Nothing at all. So until we get to a point where we understand how all this has transpired in such a short time, and how our governments have, respective governments globally, have, destroyed everything with their lies and manipulations and their deceptions, it's a wonder we're still here. It's a wonder. Because like I said, we are in one of those situations where things aren't what they should be. So when we're looking at how we have been you know, manipulated, and how things are going, you know, it just makes you wonder. Now, we got two things happening, and I'm expecting two things to pop up. The Delta Deviant. Ooh, the Delta. Doesn't that sound so Delta? Someone told me something about some, had something tied to some sort of demonic effect. I forget. Someone was saying it was the crown of the devil, and someone was saying something else. So let me see here. I want to talk about the weather for a minute before I get into the next part. Let me see if I can get this going, because it's probably going to take a minute to buffer. But yeah, we are in a manipulated weather. And whether or not that's the sun, I really doubt it. I think what we're seeing going across the North American continent is more some form of weather map modification using satellite technology to cause the problems that we're having today. So hold on a second, excuse me for 1 minute. Something caught my throat here.
Unprecedented temperatures hovering across much of this country.
People in BC are scrambling to find relief from what Environment Canada is calling a dangerous heat wave.
Historically, the hottest time of the year is still weeks away.
Sunday, the hottest temperatures ever recorded were tracked in the Gonzales, Victoria Airport, Malahat, Qualicum Beach, Port Alberni, Comox, and Campbell River areas.
Abbotsford, an hour outside Vancouver, is in the Fraser Valley, and it's considered the breadbasket of farming in the province. As Global's Ahmad Agahi is here to tell us, farmers are worried their crops and livelihoods are being destroyed. Ahmad?
Well, Robin, it didn't take long for this crushing heat wave to begin impacting BC's agriculture, especially here in the Fraser Valley.
British Columbia has been invaded by an unprecedented Amazon jungle heatwave that leaves meteorologists at a total loss for words. Temperatures in Greater Vancouver and the nearby Fraser Valley District have reached levels normally reserved for the Amazon jungle. Stifling heat rapidly began building up over the region on the morning of June 26, with temperatures ranging from a fairly typical tropical beach reading of 30 degrees at the Vancouver airport. Not bad for June, almost like a typical day on a tropical beach, but that is not anywhere near the intensity of a true jungle heat wave. The thing most people do not realize about the jungle is it gets hotter as you move inland from the seaside, much hotter. This is the chart of the highest temperatures ever recorded during heat waves in the Amazon rainforest. With temperatures between 39 and 45 degrees Celsius, adding in humidity, it feels closer to 50 degrees. There is no way on the green earth that any place in Canada stands even the remotest chance of rivaling this level of heat, let alone the temperate Fraser Valley District. But this is 2021 and the Dead Moon Circus has just rolled into town.
Okay, I wanted to point something out in this report. You were listening to an AI giving you that report. That wasn't a person, that was a machine. And the way it was depicting the report and how it was depicting the report, again, it was all machine. And again, it you can see it was either an augmented AI or a deep learning AI, because some of the things weren't quite accurate in its reporting. But nevertheless, the true nature of the heat wave isn't because of some Amazonian, you know, heat coming up. This heat's being manipulated by these solar satellites that they put up in space. I had a woman from Bosnia, she'll shoot me if I say that, Bosnia, sent me a picture of a sun she saw over there with a camera. After she took the picture, she realized that the sun wasn't round, but hexagonal. And it was causing heat problems over there, too. And my thinking is, you know how sometimes you live in a city, on one side of the city is sunny, and the other side of the city is having rain or snow or whatever. And I began to realize that maybe, perhaps, we have more than one of these things all over the place. emitting whatever frequency it's emitting, because everybody will look up and see a sun. And your vision is only going to go so far, and especially if the sun is close to the earth, or a satellite that resembles the sun is close to the earth, all you're going to see is that. Sounds far-fetched, but it isn't. So, okay, now let's come back to goobers. There's reports saying that by mid-July, mid-August, we may be going into what is known as an environmental lockdown. Now, how does that work exactly? By having created heat waves all over the planet with these fake suns, Bill Gates stands to make trillions. Trillions. Because now he will be controlling the food supply chain, because he has bought the railroad from Canada. And he owns a good chunk of the farmland in the United States, 265,000 acres, if I'm not mistaken. So what happens when they target certain areas known to grow certain types of fruit or certain type of crop, and they get blasted with this environmental assault? But his land is untouched. His land has good weather, can grow good crops, can now export that food to China. And then you, as a Westerner, those of you of European descent, especially those of you of European descent, may not be able to have access to food because you just have to be of European descent. And they have destroyed in your state, province, or region the areas where you grow and get your food. Imagine that. Imagine the environmental lockdown that would come. This way, you've been injected, you've been infected, you are now manipulating, your proteins in your body are being manipulated to produce a variant. And now you don't have the means to feed yourself in order to sustain your body's capacity to fight off the takeover. Imagine that. Or you're already compromised with health issues, and now you don't have access to food, supplements, vitamins, or things that you have been using in order to remain healthy. Imagine that. So now we're coming to an environmental lockdown. See, when I saw this, I thought, okay, this could be a problem. So now what would I do, knowing what I'm knowing and foreseeing what I'm seeing based on the shit that they're showing me? What am I going to stock up? What would I stock up in order to be prepared for what's coming down the pipe? Well, the first thing I thought of was water. Because the water coming from the tap is shit water. Unless you have a distiller or a reverse osmosis filtration system, you are not drinking nothing but shit out of a tap. So I thought, okay, so now what this leads us to do is to either go buy distilled water and buy it by 5-gallon jugs and start stockpiling. And remember that you would need almost a gallon a day, so you might want to get quite a bit of water. Or you can distill it, or you can, again, you have a reverse osmosis system. You can use that to help filtrate the water. You may need to do both. You may need to filtrate it with an RO system and then distill it. Because in my mind, and in my way of thinking, we all have to go to the washroom, right? We all pee, we all shit, we all remove poisons from the body, one way or another, or both. So now where does that waste material go? It goes back into the water table, or into the water filtration system. But the water filtration system cannot filter nanotechnology, nor can it filter out hormones. Nor can it filter out genetic material. So then what would happen with that, the byproducts coming from people's bodies getting into the water table? Makes one go, that doesn't look good. Doesn't even, the pictorial isn't even good. Because we know this to be true, because we know that women who have been using birth control for over a decade have now infiltrated the water table with these estrogens that they haven't literally been pissing out. So all that piss water is now in the water table. And as it goes through the filtration system, all those hormones keep on going. They don't get filtered out. They keep on going into the water table. So now I'm thinking, okay, they're going to create an environmental problem, and they're going to stop us from having access possibly to the food supply, or that the food supplies would be limited to the grocery stores, because now you are being rationed. Imagine that, being rationed. Are you getting it? So, the other thing you're looking for, the number one thing you're looking for is water. The number two thing you're looking for is protein. Our bodies are protein-based. Most of every biological function in your body is protein, not sugar, not carbon, protein. Okay, your carbons and your lipids play a key role, but every function in the body, everything in your body, DNA, chromosomes, genetics, enzymes, muscle tissue, skeletal structure, cells, blood, all require protein. You regenerate by using protein. Protein has certain amino acids, have precursors to have your body regenerate. You need protein, and not this shit protein either, like peas and soy and rice and all that shit. Those are proteins you would eat because you don't have any meat to eat. Those are proteins you eat because they're so poorly absorbed and have side effects, phytates being one of them. And someone will say, well, you could cook the phytates out, really? Keep eating that shit and see how long that you start becoming depleted in your nutrients and in your minerals. There are some things you can cook out and some things you can enhance by cooking, but that ain't one of them. So, cans of tuna, water, salt, and fish, nothing else. Corned beef, it will have nitrates and nitrites, neutralized with ascorbic acid or vitamin C, and you won't have a problem with stomach cancers if you take ascorbic acid before or after or both after eating that. Eggs, cheap protein, you can get them anywhere, and if you have chickens and hens, in this time especially, if they're laying hens, you can stand to make some money during this tough time, because eggs may become very, very hard to come by. You want dry proteins like whey-based, whey isolates, whey hydrolates, pure clean proteins, nothing in it except for maybe vanilla. You want gelatin. You want collagen. The reason why you want these proteins, because of the high biological value that they have. They don't have phytates. They're well absorbed. They absorb easier and better than rice, soy, pea, nuts, or seeds, or beans and legumes. Okay. The whey proteins, their hydrolates or isolates are around 92. On the BB rating, that's a 92% absorption rate. And your gelatins and your collagens are at 91, 92. And your egg protein is the highest, 93%. And if you add, let's say you make a broth, and you add collagen or gelatin to the broth, and you whip an egg in there, the biological value of that protein now is at 99. There isn't anything out there that's any better, because the highest you can go is 100. Imagine that. So you might want to stock up on that. And see, you might want to stock up on dried dehydrated potato. I'm trying to find a company in Canada that I can buy dehydrated potato that doesn't have shit in it, like soy and aluminum and silica and everything else. Michigan, you can buy a dehydrated potato at Meyer's. They got a grocery store there. And all it's got in there is a sulfur, bisulfates. Sulfur and potato is a good combination because sulfur neutralizes acrylamide. So that's another food you might want to stockpile an inventory. Mashed potato mixes that are clean. If anything's got silica in it, don't bother it with it. If anything's got any kind of soy in it, don't bother with it. Because if you eat that and that's all you have, and you break down, your gut breaks down, your intestines break down, your pancreas breaks down, your esophagus breaks down, you're screwed. You will be screwed. So, again, and if you have water, you can take a little bit of that dehydrated potato. You can take a little bit of that dehydrated gelatin or collagen. You can whip up an egg in there, or even if you have egg powder, you can put it in there, mix it all together, and now you either have a broth, or if you have a little fat, you can turn that into a pancake, like a bread. You know, you'll have the potato, it'll be like a potato with protein. And again, that's something you can consume with no problem. You can add a little cream of tartar to it to get it to rise, or baking soda if you have it. So these are things that you can make and do that, you know, if you're around. If you can find butter, stock up on that. And find things like canned tomato paste. I mean, I'm not crazy about buying these things, but because we don't know where the tomatoes coming from. If you can get greenhouse tomatoes, make tomato paste and stockpile it, be a good idea. And real olive oil, because the combination thereof have a high antioxidant profile that can protect your DNA and your genetic code. So again, it's cheap and it's easy, and you don't need a lot. You know, again, you can buy dehydrated tomato if you know the source and doesn't have any kind of shit in it. I encourage you to do so. Turn that into a paste. Things like that. I would tell you to get peanut butter, again, because you'll need the fat. It can be problematic. The protein is there, but very low. But it does also have some of the peanut fiber. It does have phytate content to it, but it will hold you for fat. You don't have butter. Get lard, get tallow, get lanolin, you know, things like this, because the saturated fat is what you're going to need to energize you and keep you healthy and whole. You know, these are things that may be very difficult to get. This is a good time to get to know your farmers. You know, get to know the Amish, get to know the Hutterites, get to know the Mennonites. You know, get to know people that are, you know, farmers themselves that have separate gardens for themselves. You know, be aware that they are playing for keeps. Be aware, this is what's going on. So, water. You're going to need water. So, I put in here about water harvesting using solar, like a Fresnel or a parabolic bowl, which would suffice as an option. So let's say you've got a stream or you've got some place where you have access to water, but it may not be clean. Well, you can use these devices to create a solar still or some kind of distiller where you can collect the condensation from the steam. In other words, you have a container, put it inside, and use a Fresnel lens or a parabolic lens or some form of heat to heat the water so that when it goes up, the condensation will collect on the surface, and if you angle it down, the condensation then will roll down. And if you have some ice or some other cooling method, you can cool off the other end where the water now will reconstruct, and you'll have filtered the water, and it'll be clean. Now, if you can find something that can extract water from the air, please do so and filter it. But these are things that you might want to consider. Weaponizing water. That goes right back to the fluoride thing. There was someone sent me an article today and I looked it up. I thought, isn't this interesting how under the Bush administration, L.A. was hijacked. The sewage system has a dual piping system. One was for water, one to pipe in poisons through the water supply. So you may want to read that as well and, you know, get a understanding of what they're doing. They have been preparing for quite some time to eliminate the population of America and Canada. This is why Harper sold the water, right, or water to the Chinese. The largest reservoir of fresh water is in Canada, and they were basically selling it all to the Asians. Like I said, you know, after watching that video, I kind of wondered, do we have infiltrators that are actually from, you know, the Chinese Republic that have been altered to look like Canadians? Sounds far-fetched, I know. Sounds a little crazy, I know. Might not be, though. Like I said, nothing is adding up. Nothing is making sense. Nothing that we're doing today. All our rights, our civil liberties are being just shit on. Every time we turn around, they're just crapping all over them. Like I said, the biggest thing I'm looking at right now is these ministers having to go to jail. For what? Because we got people to pray to God? They better pray to God that these people continue praying to God, because once they stop praying, they may start acting. And it may not be in the manner that they think. They better be thanking God every day that people are restrained because of God. That's just my opinion on that one. Alrighty, I'm going to call it here. As I always say at the end of these shows, you know, read the Gospels, read what Jesus had to say, follow the playbook. This is the playbook they're using to enact all these things that are going on. I'd encourage you to read it, just so you can see what's going to come next. You know, read the Gospels, read what Jesus had to say. I mean, I'm telling you, just read. Don't let anybody infiltrate you. Don't let anybody, you know, jive you. Don't let anybody bullshit you. Read for yourself. Read the book of Revelations. Read the letters. Read the book of Acts. Read it. You know, you'll get a whole different perspective of it once you do, because we all have opinions, and opinions are like arseholes. Everybody's got one. Until you actually read for yourself, then you'll really know what you're reading. You can say what you want regarding to, you know, infiltration and whatever. But you know what? You can say that about every book out there, every belief out there. If you're saying it for one, you can say it for all. The Committee of 300 and the elites that have been on the planet for quite some time would have had the opportunity to create knockoffs and other belief systems as well. So I'm encouraging you to read this one, because in my humblest opinion, based on my reading, it's the only one that really makes sense. In the long haul, in the big picture of things, and the things that are coming, it's the only real one that makes sense, and it's the only real one that offers a real hope, as far as I can tell. Again, that's just based on my opinion, so don't go by that at all. Don't even listen to that. Make your own opinion. Go read it. Alrighty, I also got people on the site, you know, that are trying to help everybody come to a conclusion on what to do and how to help everybody and so forth and so on. You got Catherine there, you got Deanna, you got Liberty, you got Fiona, you got Three Hearts Church, you got Yanni, you got Ty, you got Shy, you got myself, you got Brian. Bunch of people out there trying to make a difference and trying to help you out. So I encourage you to, you know, support any and all, whichever one you want, but support anybody there that's trying to make a difference, trying to help you along. That would be good if you could do it. If you can't do it because you are in dire straits, then my advice and suggestion to you would be to, you know, put, you know, get ready for what's coming, be prepared, but share the information. Share it with everybody you know. You know, put it out there. Let people see. That way, at least, and everybody else also has an opportunity to wake up and come to terms with what's going on. Alrighty. On that note, you know, I always say at the end of these videos that, you know, we are still here by the grace of God. So until the next segment, to your health, take care.